This I believe. John Goodell is a writer. He started writing for newspapers and the movies, and finally radio. Now he is the head of John Goodell Radio Productions and is the producer of the Groucho Marx Show, People Are Funny, and Art Linkletter's House Party. It is a part of John Goodell's work and success to put new twists to old or new ideas. And he has approached his statement for This I Believe in an unusual manner.
The day we graduate from school, we're determined to make the world a better place in which to live. We sit under the stars in our old roadsters, telling our girls everything we're going to do someday. We are cushioned by the soft night, the adoring attention of the girls beside us. We are 2 feet off the ground. It's a great feeling. We're not sure exactly what we're going to do to make the world a better place in which to live. We just say that we must leave something behind us on this earth that wasn't here when we arrived. Something good, that is. We have all the purposeful direction of an electric fan, but plenty of juice to keep the fan running. And it runs as long as the soft night shelters us from the world. Then in the cold reality of daylight, we look for a job. Doorknobs of prospective employers are hot to the touch. We hate the thought of being nothing more than a messenger boy for the first year. We were meant for bigger things, quickly, right now. We want to run back to our roadsters and dream some more with our girls who adore us. But because we must have certain luxuries in life, like bread, we finally accept one of these lowly jobs. 6 months go by. We get a $2.50 raise. Another 6 months. We have a desk of our own with our very own telephone extension. 2 years go by. We have a partitioned office now and can draw from the secretarial pool. By now, we've married the girls who sat beside us in the roadsters and are worrying about the payments on the refrigerator and television set and the pediatrician's bill and how much cash we'll need to swing a deal on a new car. We haven't exactly forgotten our determination to make this world a better place in which to live. We just say, not yet. We say we must make our living first. We must first find security for ourselves and raise our children. That rope of ideals to which we clung so tightly long ago has slacked in our hands. Our grip has loosened, and as we swing our goals to a place in the country where we can retire in comfortable security, you know, with 2 horses and golf every day and a few chickens and an orchard to make it deductible, well, we have let go of the rope forever. Someday simply never comes. Is this a preachment? No, because there's nothing wrong with this life. But this I believe. By using as a blueprint the words of Confucius, every 1,000-mile journey must begin with a single step. I can hang on to that rope. Instead of waiting for some miracle to make me president of the United States, I can join a local citizens committee if my goal is to clean up politics. I can work at being a member of the PTA if I want to improve our educational system. If I want to start a foundation for the benefit of others, I don't have to wait until I'm rich. Here's an example. For $200 a year, I can have an ice cream company deliver 1 ice cream cone every Saturday to each of the 70 children in a small orphanage. They'll get shoes and food somehow, but they don't get little luxuries like ice cream cones. A week at Palm Springs won't mean as much 20 years later as that ice cream cone every Saturday when you're 8 years old. That can be the entire project of my foundation, my first step. I believe in taking these steps one at a time, looking no further ahead than the end of the day. One concrete step of something accomplished is better than a fireman's ladder of deeds undone. My creed is a selfish one, for any of these steps make you feel good. But is it bad to feel good?
That was John Goodell, writer and head of his own radio and television production office in Hollywood.